impact on a young person. Today's world, coming out and getting out in the world and looking for work and what they might do with their life, and sharing the house down the street, a nice house, modest, well, it's not modest, it's nice, and it's here in Seattle, just sold for $850,000. It's next door to the new house, next door to the good friend's family of my son. He's 23. I just thought about this, Terry. What's that impact psychologically, emotionally on hearing that? And when I told him that, he's like, shook his head. I'm like, wow. But really, I just had this impactful thought that I hadn't really thought about, how that really impacts at a fundamental level a young person trying to make their place and get out in the world. $850,000. I don't know what the mortgage is on that, but if you're coming out from a middle-class family, and even a well-to-do family, with no savings to put down on that, and then the monthly mortgage, even at this historic low interest rate, it just, it's not attainable. Now, that is a nicer home, but even the ones that are less nice at half that, which for most kids is not attainable alone, is very difficult. So it just was the difficult challenge in communities that are desirable, the cycle we go through, and how we end up with escalating prices. I don't have a solution. This is a fascinating area to me. I've worked in it. I work on homes. I've bought homes and remodeled them and sold them, completely gutting them in Seattle, outside of Seattle. And the idea of community for me now is top of mind, living single, but I'm fascinated on how to be able to create community, not only a place where I would have what kind of place I want, like physically, but maybe in a community type of scenario, how that can happen with a mixed generation of people are interested in more of this community building. Part of the community building is practically having money, some resources, and a place to do it. I spend time with other people, different types of communities. A festival community, the people who are, I like to think back. You know, I'm old enough to be the late end of the hippie era and the flower children, et cetera. You know, like, hey, just love will make it all right. Love, the catalyst, love helps make it all right. But, you know, I'm kind of got this practical edge to me. This blend, and it's like, well, yeah, but, you know, I don't want to live in a mud hut, you know. I mean, that's just not how I'm wired. So working to figure out how to take advantage in the modern world of the resources and the less than perfect economy and the residue, that's kind of a good word, but what we're left with here from decades before. We're left with the good things and the bad things, the difficulties, the debt nationally and internationally. Actually, internationally, the debt in all countries is exploding, and the currencies are at risk. We're becoming worth less. They have becoming worth less. Worth less over time, but eventually maybe worth less. So it's a crazy time of possibility, but stress and this idea of where you're going to put yourself and be without having to surrender your humanity or to work yourself into the ground. And especially if you don't have a particular skill, if you're just a good person who has some, you know, something to offer, it's just, what do you do? Not sure. For me, and my part of the thought is families have to come together, communities have to kind of transition. They used to do this more with resources between the generations. That has to happen. I mean, we have this independent notion in America, like, go out, son, kick you out of the house, do your thing. You know, it's not going to work. It just can't. It's just not practical. People say, well, yeah, move. Sure. Well, you can move. There's a lot of places you can move. Now, you used to be able to move to Portland or somewhere. No, everything's going up. It's becoming more difficult. And practically speaking, to from provide for your, the work you do, you're not going to move out to Timbuktu. It just isn't going to work. So apply our creativity, apply our community and family in some innovative ways to make this kind of thing happen. This is a huge thing that it sets a foundation for how you live in the world. My belief is that it would set a foundation, and it's been shown actually. And I just flashed back on a series I heard about, it was in one of the big cities where they actually had a hotel, which didn't have to qualify or anything, to come in and get this house off the street in this drug infested area. And there's different versions of that, but this area, they didn't even ask you to qualify, et cetera. And they talked to a story of a guy who basically lied and was a kind of a cheater to get into there. But he stayed there for years. He stabilized, his health got better. He participated in some petty scams, and he stopped that, and he started painting. He's painting for his entertainment and started selling his little paintings. He became an advocate for the little community there, and things improved. So having a place to live, just a reasonable, clean, good place to live. Oops. I'm talking and driving like I was saying I shouldn't. Okay. I won't do it again. That it's foundational to health, mental health, physical health. It would have a positive ripple effect. But there really is, I don't know if there is a solution when you're in a city like this. There's values, unless you try and control properties and take over it. That's shown not to work, so I don't know. But I think individually, people can get more creative and look at things that might happen. So think creative about your living arrangements, and there's possibilities.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.